Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Nerd Badge Podcast. I am your host, Michael Quinn, also known as Stephen Person. Ladies and gentlemen, I know we had our season finale last time. It's been a couple weeks since you've seen us, but we finally secured somebody that we've been trying to get for a long time. She is a star of multiple reality shows. She has been on X on the Beach. She has been on, what was the name of Clones again?
Game of Clones.
Game of Clones, there you go. Game of Clones. She has been on multiple and successful runnings on The Challenge. Originally, not Road Rules, which was my favorite, by the way. No, that's why I probably hate her. the one and only Nicole Zanotta, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up? It feels great to be here. Thank you.
We finally got you in the studio. Our schedules somewhat aligned. We're able to do this, not in some stinky dark closet somewhere.
True that. Can we just wait? Because now I just have a bone to pick with you.
What'd I do?
You introduced me as the dating, the Game of Clones, the X on the Peak.
Lord Highest.
Do we know how I met my girlfriend? Like,
well, we're going to get to that. That's later on. I had to give you an introduction. People have to know that you're here. The compliments that you have conquered in this world, you
never
know?
Never won a challenge. Still trying to win. multiple finals.
The queen of third place.
Possibly last.
Ooh, that's something we could talk about, huh? Let's get right into
subject.
Let's talk about some things right now, right?
Let's
so, you know, here at the Nerd Badge Podcast, we talk about things that we find passionate, things that people love. They like to emote, things you could talk about forever. I want to start off with a really good subject, fitness.
Yes.
Right? And I've always pitched you before because we've talked about this. You need to start doing your own fitness routine, recording it, and putting it out there.
I would, but as far as like the reality TV stars, I do feel like, do you know Rachel?
Yes.
She has her own thing going, and I think that she's very good, and I feel like I don't want to bite off that. But however, our techniques are a little bit different.
Exactly, and that's the thing. But you have something that she doesn't have. Some people may not know this, but you're a New York City firefighter.
Yes.
So there's a lot of stuff there you can incorporate where she's not. And I think that brings a kind of essence to a product. And I say that as something not just for you to make money off of, but for you to share. Because I know there's people out there who look up to you. Because I remember when we went to AC a couple of times.
Yeah.
And there's people walking up to like, I lost 200 pounds.
Yeah.
I sat there and motivated myself to be such a better person. And also people don't know this, but you're also a lesbian. So, no, I mean this. It's not, honestly, because that's
the way
another thing.
He says that.
Lesbian. Lesbian.
Yeah.
Lesbian.
Let's be honest. Yes.
But no, I think it's honestly also the fact that, like, that's another way that you motivate people. Do you feel like you stand out in a community of people that, like, do you feel like people walk up to you and be like, hey, you inspired me to come out to X and X person in my life?
I do, except I feel like the labels have been crazy recently. And this is a subject, like, I feel like you can touch on it or you may not. It's kind of like the politics that you and I talk about. I feel like it's so labeled where it is like, you can like a person for who they are and not what they have. Like, I feel like it's so, like,
divisive.
I don't even know. Yeah.
Divisive.
Like, it's very much like, this is what I am just because I like this person. Like, but my sister's married to a woman.
Yep.
I don't think that she's
ever. Hi, Ashley.
I don't
think
that she's
before.
Ever said, I am a lesbian. Yeah. Like, she fell in love with now her wife with two beautiful kids.
Yep.
babies. I'm sorry.
Babies.
But
little
it's
babies.
Wild to me, except I do feel like, I mean, listen, I'm proud of who I am. I mean, obviously, except I feel like the label is so like, because obviously some people may not like what you are, except I feel like you need to be comfortable with who you are.
100%.
You know?
Now, my thing is this, like, what do you feel like, how does it feel when someone comes up to you and tells you, like, hey, listen, you made me be proud of him?
I love that. You grow over that. Oh, my gosh. I love that because I feel like I do, obviously, with the TV shows, the job and stuff like that. And, like, that gives me life. Like, it really does. It pushes me to really be the best person I could possibly be. I feel like, that's, like, a motivation. Imagine if someone came up to you, Michael, and was like, I want to be the pro wrestler just like you.
That's awesome, right?
I'd
be like, if you
want to
be like me, bro, if you want to be like me, bro, you're watching the wrong taste, brother.
Seriously.
But I know, I understand that feeling. Nice, yeah. But yeah, because I remember when like we went to that to AC that one time for so-and-so's bachelor party.
Yeah.
Like, it was really fun because like I saw people literally nonstop tell you and express to you that one woman was in tears. Like,
I know,
like,
yeah.
She was like, you made me into such a better person because I saw you and, like, how you express yourself and how you're
how
not
comfortable
afraid.
I am.
It's exactly how comfortable you are. And I wish I had that.
Yes.
So when I was able to tell people in my family what I am and I lost all this weight at the same time, that made me feel so good. And that's why I feel like, I mean, people kind of crap on reality stars, but I feel
don't crap on reality stars. I don't like that.
Don't do it. It's really mean. It's you're not cool, okay? You're not going to be like, oh, look at this guy. Send him a parade. He made fun of this person who chased apples in a pig pile or something like that. Or, you know, yeah, it's a little, you know, sometimes. But
I just want to say, sorry, Mike, I'm jumping in again. Staten Island people actually make the best reality TV stars. I mean, if you're not aware of it, Staten Island has probably, what, most of the reality TV stars? And some of them won. I mean, listen, was that show? Nah, I don't know what's going on. I can't win.
Sorry.
But that Netflix show, The Circle or something?
Yes.
Dude, the two guys, two Italian twins from Staten Island. I mean, come on, dude, I'm a triplet. I should have won that shit. Sorry, I cursed.
So, also, triplet. So tell me, what's it like growing up with triplets? Because I know Ashley is identical.
Yeah.
And Michelle, right? Not Michelle.
Who's Michelle?
Samantha. Sam. Sam is fraternal, so she doesn't look like you two. Now, growing up, what was it like with that dynamic?
Do you want to know a funny story?
Yes.
Like, growing up, it was me, Ashley, and Sam. Yeah. The same schools. Well, Sam, she acted like she didn't even know us.
Really?
Like, not even joking.
That's my
thing. She would turn around and act like she didn't know us.
Because I feel like, was it like that? Because, like, she was, like, you know.
Sam was super smart.
You're saying you're not smart?
You know what? I'm definitely smart. I'm just not as smart as she is. But when I tell you, like, she acted like she didn't want nothing to do with us. It was wild. And then, like, there was this one girl. I'll never forget this ever.
You've got how to say
the
forget.
The girl, like, I did. But the girl actually made fun of Sam.
Really?
And my sister Ashley obviously took care of it. And that was when.
I like that.
Ashley
took care of it, you know?
Yeah, Sam knew us because obviously, boom.
You don't mess with the family.
No, not a family first.
Yeah, that's 100%. Awesome. I love that for you guys. Yeah. Now, quick question. What was Ashley and Sam's feelings about you going on reality TV? What was the first reality show that you did for the people out there?
Oh, man. The first reality TV show I ever did was The Real World. Mm-hmm. What was crazy was that.
What season was that?
Season 29 or 30. I'm not sure.
Which one was it? Where did you go?
Chicago.
Nice.
Yeah, Chicago is awesome. How do I feel? Sam and Ashley, I feel like they were kind of like, are you sure you want to do this? And Sam, like, I love Sam because her expectations is like, I just want to see you married. I want to see you happy. I want to see you have kids. Ashley is like, oh, like TV. Ashley actually went and visited me. And so did Sam.
Oh, really?
And Ashley, like, gone into a fight because obviously someone needed to say, oh my gosh, you're such a
blank, blank, blank.
Yeah. And then Ashley's like, you're making fun of her? Like, because obviously, like, being a lesbian gay bi, it wasn't the cool thing.
Yeah.
And once someone said that, Ashley snapped. And that was when I'm like, Ashley's going to beat somebody up. Because I don't want to mess up this face. Like, I'm sitting there like, chill. Yeah, no, it's definitely different. I mean, I think that TV people have or a perception of you that is very hard to change. As soon as you have like your first day, like that's it. Like just to change someone's mind about a person is ridiculously hard.
I do believe that echo chamber a little bit, where people kind of like respond to other people within their own, like not social settings, but like if you go into a chat group or like a Facebook group or a Facebook setting and somebody just puts up the same exact stuff over and over again, it becomes a truth. And I feel like that is true when it comes to definitely reality stars. Like when we met, when I met Adam, right? We went to the party.
Adam, we had here on the episode. Baby. Yeah. Love
Adam,
him.
Love you, bro. But the thing was that like people didn't know really how to treat Adam because people treat Adam like an airhead. Wow. And I was like, when I met him, I was like, oh, this guy's very intelligent. This guy's actually really nice. I didn't think about that at Adam at all. You know, like I was like, oh, I remember watching Adam back when I watched reality TV back in the day, you know? And it was really kind of funny because I was like, that's when like you really kind of get a comprehension of like people aren't what exactly that you see on the television. I mean, some people play it up for a character a little bit, and some people kind of are themselves, and then they put on a little something because the spirit of competition takes over.
Oh, of course.
Know? So tell me, when you were on the show, now you're on Chicago, right? When did the challenge come?
Challenge actually called me straight after I finished. I mean, I feel like I could have done TV shows over and over. However, I was an EMT, and then I became a co-op. So, like, I said no, like, to the challenge, maybe, like, three times prior. Okay. And then my first challenge was actually a co-op, and it was in Thailand, and it was gorgeous. I loved it. And once I felt like that feeling of exactly like what you said, the competition, I'm telling you now, like my first challenge, I came in first place on my first competition. I was like, let's go. This is it. I made it to the final, and I came in last in the final. I sat there like so confused, like what could I have done differently? Yep. And obviously it was puzzles. There's so many factors, though. It could be puzzles, could be a teammate, it could be a partner. Except I do think that it's a mental game too. Except I feel like also life's a whole mental game. Like, let's face it, like as firefighters, like that's a mental game too. Like as a co-op, like that's a mental game. Like I feel like every single person in this world has to deal with some type of mental situation. And what do you call it? But where it's like you just constantly think of things. I don't know.
So like, yeah, I like that you always had the love of competition as long as I've known you. Like you always inspire to do better. Yeah. And it's not because you want to have fame. I always felt like you always did it because you wanted to improve and you always wanted to do better and you wanted to win. Everyone wants to win. But I feel like with you, it's always like you always kind of did that for the reasons that were right because you wanted to beat your last performance.
Oh, 100%. Right?
And then we got to talk about the big thing that happened when you're on the challenge, when you got hurt.
Ooh, which time? Oh. There was two times I got hurt.
Well, no, not the time. Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about the first time.
Oh, but the ankle
time.
Was nothing. The ankle, bullshit.
Yeah. Sorry. You hurt your ankle a little bit.
Yeah, whatever.
Potty mouth. Anyway, how dare you curse so much? Jesus, have some decorum. So anyway, what's it called? When you twist your ankle, you got stuck in the mud, I think it was,
right? Yeah, I got stuck in the mud, and like I kept going too, except I knew it, because obviously like the fire department, I can't call them and say, hey, listen, like now I'm out for months. I'm not doing that. Yeah. The competition show, okay, I lost and that's it. Except I will never jeopardize my career. Like, this is something I love to do. Like, I love being a firefighter. I love going to work. And I guess I love some of the guys that work there.
I know. So, tell me again. So, now we'll get into the whole thing of you with the big injury. Like, you came back. You. This is the season you came in third place because of the finals. You hurt your ankle, right?
That was nothing. The shoulder was after.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you hurt your ankle. You came in, like, third place in that one. And then you come back for the next finals, right? Tell us everything that happened.
Okay. Yeah. So, basically, I'm on the challenge.
Keep talking.
You sure? Yeah. All right. So I think it's double agents, and it's absolutely insane just because it's me and Cam. And Cam, at this point, she was like a heavy, heavy hitter. So I'm sitting there like, what's the worst thing that we have to do? The only thing that we have to do is basically wrestle on top of a pickup truck, and the person that falls off first loses. And once I knew that my shoulder was this located, I was like, this is way worse than I actually think. And what's crazy is that the producers, they kept coming in. Like, they're just like, oh, it might not be a big deal, blah, blah, blah. And then the doctor comes in and basically tells me that I can't finish. And that's when I think it really took a turn for the worse, because now I'm thinking about my career, my family, and what I can't do, because I think life's a lot harder with one arm. So, all right. So basically, they sent me home. And the one thing I'm thinking about is, oh, my gosh, like, what do I do? Because work was done. I was completely out of work. I mean, you know that. And I think it's crazy just because you really want to talk about like a mental case. Try doing everything with one arm and it really makes you appreciate life because it's like one whole arm was done out of use. Like I was like, oh man, this sucks. It's just crazy.
And now, what was your mindset after you got hurt? Tell me what it was like to really kind of like, am I done?
Oh, yeah.
Am I coming back?
No, mentally, I thought I was done. Like, I never fell into such a depression in my life. Like, my mom, like, she would help me, like, shower, like, wipe me. Like, it was the worst feeling in the entire world. And at that point, I was like, I'm done with the challenge. I'm not coming back. Like, I can't. And, I mean, I don't even think I came back until recently. Because obviously it took like a lot. It really did. I think it took like a full year for me to actually feel good, like mentally, physically, and all that. I mean, it was a hard comeback challenge.
Now, what was the moment when you went, all right, I'm going to come back again?
The moment I felt that way was when I lost two times. I got hurt two times. And I'm just like, I'm so much better than this. Like, what am I doing?
Oh, no, I mean, like you're sitting at home and you're
oh,
going,
yeah.
Like, I'm out. I'm not going to do this anymore. Hey, you know what? Maybe I could. Like, what was the pull your boots up, yourself up by the bootstraps and kind of like jump right back in? What was the conversation? Was it you calling MTV?
No,
MTV
not
calling
at
you?
All. The time that I thought that was when someone told me that I'll never be able to do my pull ups the way that I used to. And I went to the gym that day and I was like, you know what? I'm about to do pull ups. And I did the most I've ever done. And that was when I'm like, I'm ready to come back to the challenge. Hey, call me. Please hurry up, MTV. Hurry up. I gotta win.
That's awesome.
And yeah. That was when I came back. And that was All Stars 4, I believe.
Nice.
And I made it to the final in that one, too. And I gave that one away.
Yeah, I remember that one. I was.
Don't fall in love, guys. Yeah. Guys and girls, don't fall in love. The trap.
The last one that you did, how did it feel? Getting that close. How did it feel?
Oh, man. Do you know what? It kind of felt like I'm back on track, except it's crazy because you hear all the trolls. Oh, my gosh. You always come in last. Like, it's such a waste of getting to a final. Most people, they don't even make it to a final. So I'm sitting back like, shut your mouth. Like, in the most respectfulest way possible. Like, you can't even make it to a final. Yeah. At least I make it to a final. No, it felt really good. It felt like the best feeling. Like, when I tell you, competing is honestly, it's kind of like running into a burning building. It's just like the adrenaline rush. You're just ready to go. And you want to put out the fire. And obviously, on the challenge, you just want to win. So it's kind of like that. It felt so good. And challenge All Stars 4 did not play out the way I wanted to.
That's right.
And I was like, I got to come back. I got to come back. I got to win, you know? So keep a watch. Keep a watch. I might be back.
We'll come back to that subject of reality TV in a little bit. But first I want to ask you. So.
Uh-oh.
I know. Because, I mean, I was there. So. is there anybody special in your life right now?
Dun, dun, dun. All right. So there's definitely someone special. I'm not going to lie. I feel like this relationship was very unexpected. Obviously, people know me as a serial data, I guess. I don't know because I'm not going to say Sheeta, so I'm going to say serial data.
I'll say this about serial dating. I did the same exact thing before I met Gab.
So it's normal.
Right? Exactly, right? It is because what happens is when you're looking for happiness and you don't find it in somebody, it's okay to cut them off.
Yes.
Because you don't want to waste that person's time. Also, you don't want to waste your time. There are situations where you have to kind of like go into the landing zone of getting into a relationship where it's either I'm going to dock this plane or I'm going to take off with it.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you find somebody that it's like, there's not enough gas in this tank to keep us up. I'm going to sit there and just park this bad boy right over here in the lot.
Yeah.
We're going to go with somebody else. And I was very big on that because I didn't want to settle when I became single again. And I know exactly what you're saying because when you're single, there is a part of you that wants to nest with somebody.
Of course, yeah.
There's something that you want to connect with somebody. Not just in the sense of, oh, I want somebody to be around so I don't feel alone.
So I'm not bored.
Exactly.
My mom and dad always say
shout out to your
bored.
Mom and dad. I
what
love your mom and dad. Woo, Mr. and Mrs. Zanotti, you guys are great.
It's such a misconception because I really do feel like I get such a bad rap. Oh, like she dates 100 people, blah, blah, blah. Oh, like she always cheats. But the truth is, the way that I live life, I do feel like life is extremely short. And I don't feel like you kind of get a chance to go back in time. You don't.
You don't.
What's the point of me? Okay, listen, if it doesn't work out with you, I'm going to find someone new because mm-hmm. I want to be happy. Mm-hmm. I'm 100% happy with me. Like, are there things I want to change about me? Yeah, of course. Except I pray, I read, I write, and I just want to be the best possible person I could possibly be. But this new girl, I actually met at Mike's Quinn's Pig Roast.
Yeah.
Give a round of applause for that guy.
Thank you. How delicious was that pig, though, by the way?
Oh, amazing.
Damn right.
I'm sorry for the vegans.
You didn't come
out
last
there.
Year. You didn't come last year,
no,
right?
No, I didn't. No, I missed it.
Screw the vegans. Screw you. You know what you're missing out on, all right?
Yeah, but I feel like it was so unexpected. And normally I feel like people look for, yep. like, girlfriends, boyfriends, but whatever you're kind of into. Mm-hmm. And with Jen, it was just like, I didn't look for that. I found that. And we built a friendship, like, way before we actually had, like, the relationship part, which is mm-hmm. absolutely amazing because I've never done that.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, all right, like,
what's your name? Give me a number.
Yeah. You basically go out on a few dates and then you're hooking up. I was like, wait, what? I was like, I got a sick back. What? What?
Excuse me one second, everyone. Excuse me one second.
But I literally sat there like, what is going on? You don't even want to kiss me right now.
And the best part was
work
that,
for that.
And I always say this, like, sometimes the best ones come with sponsorship. Because she's Gabby's friend. You're my friend.
Yeah.
And that always kind of, like, worked out in its own dynamic. Where it's like, all right, this person's not a weirdo. I mean.
whoa. Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's, you know somebody through somebody. And if you're hanging out with somebody that you don't know, but someone else does, that you trust and you have a strong friendship bond with, you could go, all right, that's not a bad person on paper, you know, and you have to do your own investigation on it. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But it also comes down to the fact of that when you guys started talking, I looked at Gab and I was like, nah. Hey.
Yeah. She's such a beautiful soul,
she
too.
She is. Jen's awesome. Hi, Jen.
She has, like, the most beautiful soul. Yeah. And I do feel like we, what do you call it when, like,
mesh.
You mesh well and, like, we compliment each other so well. Like, she doesn't want to change me. And that, to me, has been my biggest problem. Every person I've dated tried to change me. Like, be quiet. You're so loud. Or stop talking about this. Or stop doing like that. She just allows me to be me. And, like, in 34 years, I've never had that. So now I sit back and, like, I don't question why it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Because now I know.
You find the missing pieces.
Yeah.
That's the thing about, like, dating. I always called, like, the connecting the dots, almost, if you would. Because now you're finding things in people that you don't interact with on a friendship level, what you do with your friends. Some people just stay clustered with their friends so many times that they don't meet new people.
Yeah.
And that's why people sometimes date within friends, because it's familiar.
That's the worst thing. Welcome to Staten Island.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone knows everybody. Yeah.
6 degrees of that should go there.
Seriously. Except it's so crazy because also, like, the TV stuff.
Yep.
Everyone watches. They judge me. And I'm sitting back like, okay, well, I'm never going to have a clean slate, so I'm just gonna prove you're right, and that's my fault too, just because I do it.
Yeah.
And like with Jen, it's like we have date night, like, but we go out, like, we have a great time together. Yep. Like, quality time is good. Like, I text her, she texts me, like, there's
I forgot my keys in your house.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, what do you want me to do? Yeah. It's just, it really, I have to say, it's the safest, most comfortable, respectful relationship I have ever been in.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
So thank you.
Don't be stupid.
Easier said than done. Yeah.
So let's see. Speaking of relationships, tell me about your relationship with a special little somebody that I heard. Very interesting individual. Tell me about your relationship with a Mr. Jameson?
Mr. Jameson. Mr. Jameson is my dog, dude. I'm telling you right now.
No, I know you love animals. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I know you love animals. And that's something that also, besides fitness and helping people out and all that other stuff when it comes to, like, inspiring people, as weird as it is to say. but what's it called? I know you love animals. Yeah. So I know when you come over, you play with the cats and everything like that. It's always fun. You see the kittens in the backyard. Tell me about Jameson and tell me Jameson's story.
Okay, so Jameson is actually a rescue. I got him at 6 weeks and the person that fostered him was just like, do you want him? He peed all over my couch. And she was so nasty. And I'm like, yeah, sure. But I literally had one arm just because at this time I had surgery and whatnot. So as I went to get Jameson, he's like this. And the dog's name was Frankly.
Yeah, Frankly.
Who calls a dog Frankly?
Apparently,
like,
bad people.
What are you doing? Yeah. So I was like, frankly, that name's going to change real quick.
Frankly, I don't like that name. Yeah. Frankly, I don't like that name.
Yeah. But such a rescue dog, amazing mixed pit. He literally makes my life 100 times better. Like, I feel like when you don't know what true love is until you have a dog or have a pet, like, you can always judge a person the way that they treat their pets. I truly believe that.
Now, did you have other animals growing up?
Of course. Dogs my entire life. I had fish. I had beds.
Fish aren't pets. They're prisoners.
Whoa. No, there's not.
They're water prisoners.
You make the entire tank.
Take your fish for a walk. Go ahead. Play fetch. You get toys for your fish? No, you lock it away.
You get the plants. No, you get the plants.
That's ambiance.
No way. The ambiance. I have two little fish in a huge-ass tank.
And if they try getting away. You ever see Finding Nemo? They're always trying to get out. You don't know it, but they're contemplating. They're planning. It's going to be a coup, all right?
Oh, my God. I never heard that before, but that was
they're
good.
They're prisoners. So are birds.
No way.
People with birds are even worse.
Birds fly. Exactly.
Fish can't fish outside of a water bowl, all right? I want to put this out to you right now, okay? Birds, they can fly, but they're just going inside this little cage. That's it.
That is so true, yeah.
That's so true. And you know what? The worst part is my friend, when we were younger, he had birds, and he felt bad for it. He's like, oh, this bird, poor bird, I wanted to let it fly out. Flew into a window, killed itself.
No way!
I was like,
oh my gosh!
Oh my God, your parents are going to kill you!
That's my biggest fear.
It's like, well, it's time for me to go home. Bye.
Apple tag, baby. Like, that to me is the biggest thing, because Jameson, like, I obviously let Jay off the leash.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if that dog does not follow me, you're going in timeout for 5 minutes.
Good.
You're going to sit on that little step and not move.
In case you're watching this, Jameson, you better
Jameson,
behave.
You better be a good dog. Oh, forget it. I have a whole song. Good morning, Mr. Jameson. I'm going to tell you. People think I'm crazy, except that's like hot. The dogs literally.
When you think the dog's singing back to you, that's when you're crazy.
Exactly. But think about it. A dog gets 15 to 17 years, if that.
Yep. Yep.
I take him everywhere. I feel like people need to do that more. Take them out. Take them on a walk. Take them to the beach. Go to like a bakery, a coffee shop. During Christmas time, take them to see lights.
Are you talking about Jameson? Or you talking about my wife? Come on, babe. We're going to the coffee shop. She does meow. We meow each other a lot.
What are you into? I love this. Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, so I love Jameson. Jameson's a very good boy.
Best-looking dog in the whole wide world.
Yep. Best-looking dog.
Let's go. He is.
So tell me again. Besides Jameson, what was the desire? Would you get like another pet? Would you get like another, like, how would you feel Jameson would be around? How's Jameson around other pets?
Jameson's gonna live forever. However, Jay is great, like, with other dogs. He's amazing. The worst thing is those little dogs that like try to bite him, and Jameson just like standing there like, why can't we just play and be friends? Like, I don't get
back off, bro. Just get the stick, bro.
I don't understand like how pet people
just sniff my butt. Just sniff my butt, dude. Come on. Stop being weird.
Why don't we make a baby and let's go?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get how people don't train their dogs to be around other dogs. I think that's so like that's not healthy. Like, how is that healthy?
Do you like dog parks? Do you like taking
gym? 100%. Yeah, because they should be doing that.
Yeah.
Like, they should be around other dogs.
What would you say is, like, not your favorite, but, like, is there a dog out there that Jameson just, like he goes to the dog park, starts looking around, like,
his cousins.
Oh, yeah?
His cousins, yeah.
Oh, wait, you keep
because have a niece. No, it's my mom's dogs.
Oh,
my
okay.
My mom and dad have two dogs.
I thought you meant, like, they were, like, the same breed, like,
oh,
the same
no,
lineage.
I wish. No. Oh. My mom, at first, not even joking, like, she was so, like, against, like, a mixed pit, and I'm like, Mom, it's fine. Except I feel like that, too, is, like, a misconception of like pit bulls. The way that you train them is the way that the dog is going to go. Like, stop it.
Yep. Any dog could be any dog.
Exactly. They're not vicious.
They're not at all. I grew up with like dogs myself. I grew up with small dogs. I grew up with Chihuahuas and stuff like that. I had a like Doberman Pinscher when I was like a teenager.
That's a one person's dog.
Yeah. That dog loved me and it hated everyone in the family. And then eventually my mom was like, this dog got to go.
No way. Oh,
yeah.
No.
I always sucked so bad. But I was like, I know. The dog would literally just bite everybody if it came near me.
Really?
It was kind of messed up. But I was like, I love you.
Aww.
Yeah. So then my mom got me my little baby toy Chihuahua Mitzi. I love that dog to death. That's my favorite dog ever.
Really?
Yeah. Small. If I could give up all the cats, I'd give up all them times five. I put them in a sack and throw them against a wall and to get Mitzi back. What? Too violent? Too mean? Too mean? PETA? You don't like that?
Yes,
I'm
crazy.
Just saying. Hypothetically,
crazy.
Okay? Hypothetically. But man, I love that dog. I'll punch a baby for that dog.
Well, no, he wouldn't. He's joking.
Right
he
in the face.
Oh my gosh.
Its little baby face with a little bonnet on
Did
it with
try
a brattle.
The watermelon ones, they're really good.
And then I'll steal some candy from that baby. I'm like, yo, baby, give me your candy after I just punch you in the face. That's my nerd badge.
What is your favorite candy?
My favorite candy? Oh, are you interviewing me now? Okay. It's hard. I would say Kit Kats.
I said candy, not chocolate.
Kit Kats are chocolate.
Yeah, candy.
Yeah, the candy. That's a candy. You give it out on Halloween, it's candy.
No way.
What do you just define as a candy, though? Mm. That's a gummy bear. Now, if you're going to say, obviously, I'm going to say gummy bears.
Mm.
I love gummy bears.
Sours.
I can eat like my weight in gummy bears and feel shameful about myself, but I'd be happy on the inside because that's where all the gummy bears are.
Oh, my gosh. These are really good, though. I like these.
Those are good.
Gummy watermelons, gummy. Yep.
What brand are those?
Alani. Alani gummies. Shout out to you guys. You guys are fucking awesome.
Oh, those are the healthy ones, right?
Yeah, they're healthy, 110 calories.
Ooh.
They got some fiber in there.
The fiber, a little Patrick.
Amazing.
Is that Patrick Starr in the front?
It looks like it. SpongeBob SquarePants. Yo.
So let's get to some more nerdy things. Okay. Give me a movie that you could watch a million times in a row.
SWAT.
I'm sorry, what?
SWAT.
Which one?
I know they only made one with Colin Farrell.
That movie?
I love that movie.
That movie is your go-to.
That's okay, fine. Wait. Four Brothers. I love that movie.
The meaning
behind that is insane.
That's a great movie.
I love that movie, too. Yeah. But SWAT's good, too.
I heard they were going to make another one of it, actually, recently.
No, right.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I know one of them died. Like, not in the movie. Not in real life, but the movie.
Yeah.
So it'd be like Four Brothers minus one.
First.
So give me a TV show that you're watching. Or that you
right
watch.
Now?
Give me something you could watch any day of the week.
TV, The Office.
Oh, there we go. That's what
they could.
About.
Okay, let's talk about this.
The Office.
They can never film what they did years ago. Now they can't do it.
Shut up. We're not talking about that. Give me The Office. The Office. I love that show because it's one of those. Did you ever watch the original British one?
No.
The original British one is great. It's also it's just like it. It's the original spinoff of The Office. They just took it and spun it around and everything.
Yeah.
Because at the time, they were taking all these shows from, like, other countries and making their own, like, Ugly Betty. That was from, like, Mexico.
Yes.
Ugly,
oh, I didn't see
Ugly
that.
Betty. What's her name? America.
Which one? Our age.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
It was only, like, 10 years ago.
It was
about 10, 11 years ago?
Oh, nah, longer, maybe.
I'm saying 10 years ago. So my favorite thing about the Office was the fact that it was Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah.
The whole entire time. They were just like a complete mess for each other. And they just, and Ryan would just manipulate her. It was hysterical to watch. Kelly was a crazy woman. She was absolutely nuts. Give me your favorite character from The Office.
I don't, because I like them all.
No, give me like the one character you'd be like, that.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll say this.
Yeah.
Dwight. Dwight is also my favorite because.
Yeah,
I don't know if you agree. Some people agree with me.
Go.
Some people don't. I
wouldn't
think
disagree for fun.
Dwight should have gotten his own show after everything was over.
But didn't one of them get their own show afterwards?
No, nothing happened with it. Everyone just all stopped. My thing is it shouldn't have ended the way it done.
No.
You know what should have happened? Dwight should have quit and we should have had a show about Dwight Schrute Farms.
Oh yeah.
That would have been great. Because remember the episode where they brought in like the arc where like the girl was gonna marry somebody else
and blah blah blah
and all that other. You know, like I think that was gonna be a great we're building up for a spinoff? What's happening here? These are all major actors and actresses. Like, this is great. And then, like, what's it called? When the family, they all came down for the will reading. And then, like, you know, I think that was a great jump off to something that could have been, you know, a spinoff.
I don't know why they didn't do that, though.
I felt like they were, like, remember when Friends ended and Joey got his own show?
Oh, yeah.
I think that was the main reason why. They were like,
it didn't work.
Let's not ruin the character here.
No, it's true. Yeah. Reality TV, though, is kind of...
How come they?
Like
why aren't you getting your own show? Why can't you be the host of something? On top of that, who were people that you can say were really genuine friends when you were on the show? Like you still talk to today. Like you can call up, like, yo, what's going on? It's called
Adam.
Picking.
Me and V. Who else? Me and Jay. I mean,
Jay,
you know Jay, obviously.
Yeah, Jay's
like
awesome.
He's a firefighter too. I mean, as far as like those guys, I would call immediately. I feel like I'm friends with most of them,
though,
too, except I also never call someone like when I'm going. Like, yeah, no one knows when I show up. Like, it's like, surprise. Yeah, because I feel like people want to always make deals, and it's like, for what reason?
Exactly.
If I'm your friend, I have you. Like, there's no reason to talk to me. Like, I have you. Yep. If we have not spoken, then guess what? I don't have you. Like, we're not cool. Like, obviously, like, we don't talk like that. If you're from Staten Island, I have to talk to you. I have to have you. Because guess what? At the end of the day, you know where I live. It's Staten Island. It's so small. And like I said before, a lot of reality TV people, they come from Staten Island.
Yep.
Mike, you should have done reality TV. How come you never tried out for it?
I don't know. No one wants to see this.
That's a lie. People comment on your mustache all the time.
Yeah, I know, but that's all like the mustache. I know, I'm attached to the mustache. It's the mustache and Mike.
Yeah, but your personality is wild. Oh, like, I feel you. Like you could definitely do it, too. I no feel like people should try out.
People don't need to see me on reality. No, people don't need to see who I am on reality TV. I'm a loser.
Oh, my. Shut up. You're so modest. Stop it.
If you want to come see me, ladies and gentlemen, get a tight shot of this. If you want to see me do what I do best, you don't have to go to reality television. This coming Friday, November 15th, Deer Park, NYWC Sportatorium, I'm part of a scramble match for the Adrenaline Championship Contendership. It's going to be me versus five other people, and I'm going to put myself on the line to sit there and win that ability to win. Whoever wins between Hunter Grayson and my ex-partner, Sentara Fury, whoever wins, just know that I'm going to sit there and be the number one contender, because I'm going to beat everybody in that match senseless. And I'm going to sit there and take that belt off of whoever's waist it is by any means necessary, force or even more force. NYWC Sportatorium, SWA, this Friday.
I have to give you credit just because I've seen you. You're actually an amazing wrestler.
Thank you.
And I feel like you know how to put on a show. Like, you know how to get the crowd going. I'm being serious. I'm not even trying to make, like, your head bigger than what it is.
You keep out that one time.
That mustache bigger. Yeah. That one time was awesome. Yeah. Like, seeing you lift those guys, I'm like, yo, like, this guy weighs, like, double yep. him. Like, there's no yep. way. The way you just picked him up and dropped him down, I was like, holy shit.
Skill, what could I say?
Nah, it was good.
It's DNA. You can't really teach these things, kid. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to... Something you're born with.
Oh my gosh, I'm done.
But yeah, I've been doing it now for, wow, it's so weird. Like, October was 18 years.
No way.
Yeah. I started in 2006.
Wow.
Had my first match in the end of 2006.
Do you regret, like, not going pro and choosing the fire department?
I made choices in my life that had to be made, and I made the right choice. I mean, I'm happy because I had to choose between doing something that I love, that I loved for the many, many years since I was a child, and then an opportunity for employment that came along, and I took that opportunity for employment because I figured at the time, I'm not saying I was offered a tryout. I forgot what year it was. It was like 2012.
Yeah.
And I had an opportunity to go, and I had to turn it down because I had to be here and I had to be there. And they both wanted me at the same time. And unfortunately, I can only be at one place at the same time.
Do you call that now a missed opportunity?
No.
Or, well, no. You answered it. Okay.
The reason why I say no is because I went to Colombia this year. I'm going to Dominican Republic.
My girl's Colombian. Shout
That's
out
right.
To
Jen's
Colombia.
Colombian. Yeah. What's it called? I've been to Colombia. I'm going to Dominican Republic in January. I'm going to Canada again, which I haven't been to in like at least like 10, 11 years.
Canada's gorgeous.
Canada's gorgeous. I love it. Yeah. I miss going to Canada. I'm going to, I mean, my dream has always been to go to like Europe. Europe and
Europe
Japan.
Europe is nice.
My boy
just came back from Japan.
Nice.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I always want to wrestle in Japan. I've been to Japan once in my life just to like, in a layover one time.
Yeah.
It was not even a layover, just a stop because, you know, I was in the military at the time. And it was a beautiful country. I loved every second I was there. I wanted to go back. It's just the time frame never sat. And if I was ever chosen to have an opportunity to go wrestle out there, I could die a happy person. So, I mean, that's always been like my pinnacle. You know, like some people say, oh, WWE, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, Japan would be like my absolute pinnacle because, I mean, at that point, you're doing business stuff. This is for me. This is for my, you know, like I want to go out there and I want to, this is a dream of mine, you know, and Europe, I would love to wrestle in Europe, especially in the UK.
UK's
Germany,
nice.
Because I lived in Germany.
You lived there. Yeah,
when I lived in Germany, I would just go back there and wrestle for my friends that are out there. That'd be amazing.
All of these places, do you speak Spanish?
No.
Oh,
because I am part Spanish, but I cannot speak it. But rumor has it that someone, because you're in my car doing it before, someone's trying to learn Spanish.
Duolingo, hello. Yeah, 100%. I feel like Jen is obviously Colombian. And her parents speak Spanish as their first language.
Yep.
And obviously, I think it's very important to learn that background and all that. And just to learn like that language, I think it would be beautiful to actually speak Spanish to them.
Yes.
You know, especially because I can't even speak English. So I'm like, wait one second, let's just take up a different language.
I didn't say it.
No,
I
I'm definitely, I'm trying, I'm trying. Yo, estoy bien.
Tengo un gato en mis pantalones.
But yeah, no, like obviously.
Si voy
like
no that's,
Mike, you're laughing, but do you know how hard it is to learn a different language?
Oh, really?
Every day I'm like,
I learned German, okay?
Yeah.
Ich kann sprechen Sie kleine Deutsch, all right? Like, I learned, I can speak.
Whoa!
I can still speak a little bit
stop
of it.
Stop showing off, stop showing off.
Yeah, I know, right? Trust me, I say this. It's crazy because now I look at all these people with like these immersive tools that they have where they have like the audio stuff.
You it's at what? Your fingertips.
It's at your fingertips.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, and I think that's amazing. Like, I was always able to pick up German because I didn't realize how easy it is compared to English. People think about it like it's crazy, but like people hear the Achtung, Achtung, you know, that's kind of like their southern accent. That's something you have to kind of understand. Like there's it's like their southern twang kind of a little bit, but ich liebe dich mein Schatz. Like that's regular German. Yeah. That's like proper German. And when I learned how many words, do you know the word kindergarten is literally a German word?
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
there's
that.
So many words that are close to German and English. It's very scary. Yeah. It's actually easier to learn. It's not like how things were reversed in Spanish. I tried learning Spanish. I was absolutely horrible at it. So, what's it called?
Give me motivation.
Exactly. Yeah, crap. But German, it was, boom, got it. Like I was,
wow.
But the reason why was I was submersed in it,
okay.
And I was speaking it. Yeah, I went to Spain, I went to France, I went to Ireland, which is, I mean, their own. They speak English, but it's not English.
I heard it was like off or something.
Yeah, but they just sound like really weird people. So, sorry to all the people of Ireland. I apologize. But what's it called? But there was like languages like Russian, and I was hearing all the time because Germany's kind of like a at the time was like a melting pot for Europe. Like a lot of people kind of like congregated there. Italian. So I heard it, but German every time. It just got beaten into me. And when you submerse yourself in that culture, that's how I learned how to say it. And it was funny because like there were girls that would like, you know, be like, oh, he's very cute, but oh man, he's probably one of those stupid Americans. And I'd be like, was? And they're like,
wait, does that not bother you though too?
Wait, people like, speak people German around you?
No, that people just think like
hot women
that
we're wanted stupid. Me? Yes, absolutely.
Oh gosh. Oh my gosh, here we
yeah,
go.
So.
Except I hate that. Like what? As soon as you kind of go into a different country and they just think like we're stupid Americans. And I'm sitting there like, yo, time out.
We're not exactly doing so well on the math and arithmetic math and freaking English and reading on scales. Okay. We're
it's
not
horrible.
Exactly first, you know? Like there are a lot of other countries that are there first. But I'll tell you what, yes, it is every country has a misconception. French are smelly. Spanish are lazy. Russians are like drunks. You know, like everybody has these misconceptions because there's separation within people. And we don't really kind of go up to somebody and be like, hey, tell me your life story.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I feel like whenever somebody does that, people kind of like come together, you know?
And that's important.
Yeah. And that's important to me because I always liked hearing people's stories. I liked sharing my stories because I feel like with that, that's how you live. And,
yeah.
and you, I'm not saying like I'm some sort of inspirational person, but like, I mean, I feel like you kind of like share your life with people through stories. And that's what the world used to be based on. Like you didn't hear about something through the internet. There was no internet back in like the 1800s, baby. You know what I mean? Like we just sat there around and told each other what was going on. So yes, I talk a lot. There's a lot of people. But the thing was like, that's how I ask people about themselves. I love hearing stories about people. I love sharing stories about myself. And that's what it was when, especially when I went to Germany. It was awesome because like they were asking me all these things: like, what's it like being from New York? What's it like, you know, this? And it's like, what's it like being in the military? How's it like being? I was like, oh wow, it's like you guys don't have that here. I remember introducing people to Thanksgiving. They never had turkey before. They thought it was weird that we ate turkey.
Oh wait, you want to hear a crazy story? There
you
was
say
this
trick
girl.
The fan. I'm gonna kick.
No,
you.
No, wait, like because I'm not even joking. Like this was crazy. Like there was one time, as soon as I walk out of school, it's snowing. The girl next to me is like, I've never seen snow. She wasn't from here.
Oh, wow.
She's never seen snow in her entire life. And like, I'm not even joking. Like, she just sat there and she was like, whoa. Like, it's crazy, like, when people see things for the first time. And I'm sitting there like, dude, like, we're 17 and you've never seen snow in your life? Like, whoa. Except I think, like, that's crazy. Yeah, exactly. But I'm telling you now, I think that the technology and how every single thing is at our fingertips is not always a good thing. I think it's good and bad, but it's not. Kids now, like, look at us. We were outside. My mom and dad kicked us outside. You guys could come back inside during dinner and that's it. Like, now they're on their phones.
I have a counterpoint for that.
Go, please.
Whenever I hear people say that, and I say this with all due respect, we're not hanging out with kids anymore.
No, we have jobs. Get that.
And the thing is, like, when you're a kid, you're always hanging out. Because the thing is, like, we're the adults
now. We're
adults now. We're the ones working. We're the ones outside. We're not going out.
You don't
see
kids outside. Come on.
I see kids all the time outside. All
where do you live? Where do you live? Time out. Where do you live?
I live in Tineville, bro. No, I'm telling you right now. I see kids all over the place.
I never do.
And I'm telling you right now, because if you don't... It's hard to say because, you know, like, we have a schedule where sometimes, like, your schedule will work, my schedule will work completely different. But, like, you know, sometimes we have, you know, you'll see somebody because you're doing those 24 things, right? So, you're out there, you're inside the firehouse. So you don't get to see all these people outside all the time. And when you are home, what are you doing? You're hanging out. You're going to work. You're running errands
adult,
and stuff
adult
like
that. Life.
Exactly. So you're not hanging around the block as much.
Yeah.
So I think it's a perception that people think that, oh, I don't see kids playing. So they must not be playing. Okay. Yeah, I lived in Travis, and there's nothing but woods over there. So when I grew up, I guarantee if I walked through the woods, I'd find kids hanging out. I promise you. So I think it's like kids just always kind of evolved to the sense of, let's avoid the adults because we want to have fun. And that's what we did. Like, we used to go on the overpass over by Bull's Head.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it is. It is not dangerous. Trust me. Ugh. But what's it called? We went over in the woods over in Travis on the other side of the gas station by the Gold's Gym. We went over by, what's it called? I guess it was Springville, maybe? Springville, where the old overpass was, that was supposed to be the Korean War vet that was supposed to extend to the other side of the island before the hippies screwed up that plan, and now we have traffic all over because of them, you know, flower kids, and we used to hang out there. So when you have this stuff not in your foresight, in your front sight, like right in front of you, I feel like as adults we kind of like, but I was doing this, how come kids aren't doing it? Kids, obviously, yes, they're playing video games. I was playing video games too as a kid, but we didn't have the interactive integrated systems where we can sit there and connect with people over video games.
Yeah, it's a whole headset and everything. I'm like, who are you talking to?
Exactly.
People could talk to, like, different
countries.
Wait, you know that, right? Like, different time zones and everything. Yeah. I think that is insane. But then again, it makes great friendships.
Exactly.
And then it's like, I'm traveling to where? Let's go to see who.
And
I don't know.
And I'll say
could
this.
Could be a murder story.
If kids are playing with other kids and they're having fun, whether it be digital or analog in the real world, I'm happy with that.
Agree
because
with you.
I feel like a childhood is something that a child finds interest in, not in what adults want to do. Because there are bad parents out there that look at their kids as a burden, and it sucks because those kids are taught that they're supposed to be adults or act like adults when the parents aren't really kind of doing anything. And the parents want peace and quiet because they want to have their childhood or fun times that they weren't taken away from. And that's why I feel like for me, this whole podcast came from because, I mean, my mom let me express myself on how to be a nerd and, like, you know, do all this stuff. So I kind of share that. That's what the whole purpose of this is. So maybe if we let kids kind of discover who they are, and maybe if they need to miss things, that's fine. But they're going to sit there and adjust and go that way. So that's why that's my only thing about kids. Sorry. Yeah. Little rant.
Let kids be kids. 100%. Yeah.
As a wise man once said, why can't we just sit down, sit around the television with our kids, and then beat them?
Oh, my gosh. Now?
Bender,
forget it. You can't even do that.
Yeah, yeah. It was on television this morning. Bender Bending Rodriguez on Futurama. Yeah.
That's close child abuse now.
It's not child
so
abuse.
So when are you and Gab gonna have a kid?
Oh, please soon. We're gonna start working on it soon.
Oh.
When you guys aren't having a kid.
I want a kid, yeah.
Tell me. How are you planning on this whole process of you being the next entry into motherhood?
Yeah, so that's something I feel like some people know and some people don't. I feel like I talked about it on something that's coming up in the future. I do want kids. It's not a secret. I feel like I've always wanted to be a mom in my entire life. Like growing up, like just to be a mom, like that's something I dreamed of. And I do feel like I had a great childhood. I came from a great family. Like I came from two sisters that were very, very tight.
Two awesome, amazing parents that are very funny and very nice.
Yeah, and the way that I'm probably going to go about children is I'm currently working with California Cryobank.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick a sperm donor.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a reproduction center.
Okay.
And I'm going to, you know, get the sperm up there during that little period of the week.
Sperm up there.
But that's not even spoken about. Like, the financials to have a child.
Yeah, it's hard.
Is insane. Like, straight couples, I'm sure that they also experience it. And, like, that's not even spoken about. It's, like, the amount of money that you have to spend to have a kid. And that's why I think, like, when you said, like, kids are such a burden to some parents, I'm sitting back and
it's
I'm
horrible,
like, I would love to take your child and raise that child and make sure that he or her had the best childhood, the best future lined up. Like,
and
like
it's not always
crazy.
And it's not always about the good times as a parent. It's also about the nurturing. It's about the learning. It's about the introduction of the sad things that happen in life. And people think just having a kid is like an Instagram moment. And I feel bad for that because like some people just like put up the Instagram story and then they treat their kid like a secondary thing. And I hate that because like it takes a lot of water to get that kid to grow.
Oh yeah.
And you have to invest your time into that kid. And it's very important. And like I'm looking forward because I know you're not taking this
lightly.
What
type of father are you gonna be?
I'm gonna be pillow forts and my kid dressing up as Super Mario walking down the street. I don't care.
Yeah.
My kid wants to dress as something, I'm not, it's happening.
Let's go.
That's it.
Yeah.
You wanna be the Millennium Falcon? Go ahead, I'll start building it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Halloween's gonna be the best time of the year in our family.
Oh, see like that to me, like it brings such joy. Just because I constantly think of like the holidays, like the weekends, like the weekdays.
I'm gonna teach him about murder too. Like apparently, like the whole thing of like, Dad, what's murder? Well, let me sit down. I'll tell you a story. You know, like there's gonna be things that are uncomfortable to be talked about, like the birds and the bees, which I never know why we call it that. But what's it called? It's the whole thing of like, you know, the roughness of teaching a child on how to be a good adult and a good person in society that people can count on. You know, not just like some like just vagrant that sits there and like treats people like crap, like a bully. I'm going to avoid as much as possible that happening with my child. I mean, a child's...
You can only do so much.
You can only do so much, but I'm going to do as much as I can, so...
No, 100%. Yeah. Do you and Gab talk about, like, the parenting styles?
Oh, yeah.
Like that,
she's going to kick him. I'm going to punch him. I'm just kidding, please. We don't have kids. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Take away our imaginary children? Get out of here.
Oh, I can't wait to have a baby. I'll forget about it. Little family.
Are you and Jen talking about this?
Just because it's very new in the relationship, I have to say it's she knows where I stand with that. Okay. I know where she stands. I don't want to rush it. That is something I've done in the past, and I'm very firm on. I do not want to rush anything with her. I feel like it's very like let's take this day by day. She knows where I stand when the day does come that hey, like I want to do this. I hope that she respects it, and ultimately, if she wants it, then that's great. And if she doesn't, that will be a deal breaker and probably the worst heartbreak of my life. Just because the relationship is amazing. So,
yeah. Now, I know because, like, Sam has
two boys. Yeah.
Ashley has two.
A boy and a girl.
So, you're going to go for one or you're going to go for two?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to take it day by day. I'm going to go for one fast. If I got twins or triplets, let's go. Expensive, baby.
Oh, yeah. If you had triplets.
Yeah.
That's a reality TV show right there. Yeah. That's a show.
But that's like...
Tripling down when Nicole's a nada. Or if you have twins, doubling down when Nicole's a nada.
Yeah. Like, I do feel like there was pressure there because obviously, like, both my sisters have kids.
Yep.
And there was so much pressure, like, once Sam got pregnant, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I gotta go.
Start the clock.
And now I just feel like there's not pressure there because of that. There's pressure just because I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's like, you don't have to worry about that. And, like, I can agree to a certain extent, except... Mm. I do want to play ball, like, with my kid. Boy or girl, I want to run around. I don't want to be tired. Like, I truly want to give that child everything I possibly can and not say, oh, I should have done this, because then what? I mean, I pushed it back, too, because obviously I wanted to get pregnant last year.
Yeah.
And things happened. Mm-hmm. Some things didn't work out, and that was it. And to be honest with you, in 2025... We'll see what happens.
Is that like...
God willingly.
Before the ball drops, the baby's going to drop?
No. Yo, imagine timeout. Hey, listen, like there's lifestyle changes I'm going to have to make. Mm-hmm. The one big change that I don't have to make is I don't have to stop working out. Could work out probably until the day the baby's born.
Yep. They said it actually works out too.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So on to the next subject. And this will be our last subject because we're almost out of time. Make it really quick.
Go for it.
So are you going back to the challenge anytime soon?
dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, if dun. They call, I'm taking that phone call. However, you might see me sooner than later.
Oh, you little sneaky sneak. We're gonna have to come back.
We're gonna have to come back. There's a lot to talk about if that's the case. You know, could be, could not. Maybe,
so you're saying hypothetically, if you come back, we'll have to talk about after you disappear for a couple months. I don't see you again.
Oh yeah, okay. Or something could be Aaron.
Dun, dun, dun.
You don't know.
We don't know. I guess we're going to have to tune in next time. Same Zenata time, same Zenata channel.
Definitely.
So, yeah. I mean, anything else you want to go over real quick? We got like another couple minutes.
No. I got to say, this was awesome. It's a great experience. Good. Mike, I'm proud of you. I think this is sick. I'm coming back, though, because I definitely want to come back. I want to talk shit to you all the time.
Yeah, we can talk about whatever. So I'm glad we still didn't touch on a lot of stuff we can talk about.
Oh, there's
so many.
Yeah.
We could do a double date episode. It's you, me, and Jen and Gab.
Could we do that, please?
That'd be fun. Yeah. I could put all you guys in a hot seat. I could sit there. We could play. We could do a dating game episode. Well, a newlywed or a newly coupled episode because, like, you know, the old and the new, I guess. Like, we're married, been together 7 years versus you guys, you've been together since, like, August like 30th.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Exactly that.
I'll give you the advantage. 2-on-1. I can't play. I'll just be the host.
I do.
All right. So go ahead. Plug the socials.
Perfect. What do you want me to do?
Plug your socials. What do you got?
What does that mean?
Like your Instagram, your everything.
Follow me on Instagram @ZANATTAMTV. Twitter, really not on it. Instagram, shout me out. Let's go.
All right. Anything else you want to plug? Anything else going on?
Alani, thanks for the snacks. I love them. Amazing snacks. If you guys have not tried it, definitely get on it. Amazing.
Also, real quick, I got to let someone else know something really quick. On November 23rd, I'm going to go to CCW in Queens, New York at the Queens Elks Lodge. And I just got put into a title match. Guess what? Daddy's coming for tag team gold. Because me and Benjamin White are going to be contending ourselves for the CCW Tag Team Championships. And that means I'm adding more gold to the Mustache Club. It's going to be great.
Can I come?
Sure, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Nicole's not going to be in the crowd.
I will be there.
I'm going to let you guys know this one thing and one thing only. I want more gold. I had my little hiatus, my little October off. I wrestled once in November already, and it's getting my feet back wet. I had my fun. I had my time to reflect, and I take this time every year to kind of like just dissect what I need to do. I'm going to let you know one thing. I'm walking out of that arena with those belts because I've never won a tag team championship at that place. I want you to know those belts mean the world to me right now because I'm going to be giving a tribute to my good friend who we lost, my good friend Juan Perez, also known as Juan Jeremy. If you think that I'm motivated without that on my back, you're sadly mistaken. We are going to take those belts and raise them up as high as we can to get them as close to Juan as we possibly can. Because if I lose, I'm dishonoring my friend. And it's death before dishonor.
That's a military saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, Nicole Zenata. Find her on the Instagrams. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. This is the bonus episode, technically episode 21, because that's what I have to label it as when I put things into the whole entire network here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you.
We did it.
Nerd Podcast, let's go.
Done, baby. That's it. Lock this down. Close it out. We're done. Come